Access listening.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA.
Hey, Dave, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's somebody trying to get in there or what. They're breaking the squelch, but whatever it is, it might just be a rogue signal there, or what do you call that, QRM.
You just had a good rainstorm go through. How'd you do with your sister?
So we got, you know, got some things straightened out that she needed done, and got to go to church with her yesterday morning. She plays at a Presbyterian church in Silva, and she's been wanting me to go, and you know, I'm a good old Baptist boy, you know. But it was great. I really enjoyed the service, and I'm glad I went, and I got to sing in the choir. It was just a good weekend. And then I came back yesterday. The traffic was just fantastic. I tell you, I'm glad I came back yesterday, because I'm sure it's a lot more crowded today.
For today and tomorrow, I was talking to some friends up in New York earlier, and their kids go back to school on the 8th, which I believe is Thursday. So probably give an extra day or two of traveling to get back home.
I honestly can't remember an easier drive on 40 and 26, even with the construction on 26. Traffic just moved right along. Yeah, we didn't have slowdowns. We were actually driving above the speed limit and or at and above the speed limit. So, yeah, no complaints there.
I heard you take 26 up to 40 and go over the mountain.
25 to 26 to 40, and then, you know, just take the Mangue Valley exit. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure what highway that is. If it's 19 or 23 or what. It goes through Maggie Valley, and she lives on this side of Maggie Valley. You don't actually go into the main, what I call the main area right there where the fairgrounds are, that they, you know, where they have all the events that they have there. You know, you have to go that far. You don't go by the stomping grounds and all that. So her turnoff is before that.
Glad you had a good trip.
Doing?
Not dry over here. It's been raining on and off all day. Right now I'm just doing some shortwave listening on my Kenwood. Trying to get back into listening to the BBC stations. I'm just kind of trying to find them again. It's been a long time since I've been on low bands, and I finally got my Kenwood radio. I got a Kenwood radio back, a TS-450, and I have an antenna. I got a vertical up right now. I don't have a horizontal up just yet. I'm going to buy a wire antenna this week, one of those off-center fit Maxcons, or Maxcom, excuse me, and put one of those up and see what I get.
Good deal. Tell you what, let me jump out of here a second. They were supposed to, I'm sitting here at Roadhouse, and they were supposed to bring me some more rolls, but I think they forgot about me, because they've come in and out several times since then, and I haven't seen, you know, nobody's come to my car, so I think they forgot about me, so I'm going to have to run in here for a second. So I'll be back in a second, KB4CBA.
No problem. I'll be listening from a distance. I'm going to put my headphones back on and dial around the low bands a little bit. So have a good afternoon. KB4CBA, KB2HXS.